Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Psalm 34. He said in verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. You can read it with me. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And again, they must have been poor troubles, because it was a poor man. So the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's read that again. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. One more time. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Lord. The English version says, find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Taste for yourself. You know, somebody's eating something that's really, really good. You only want to hear them describe it and say, so long. Then what do you want? Well, give me some of it. Give me a bite. Don't just tell me how good. Let me taste for myself. He went on to say, blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack, that's the strongest of the strong, and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Glory to God. Any good thing. We've been on this subject called God is Good for a few weeks now. And we're stirred up about it. Remember, we were happy last Friday night about it. We were excited. Ooh, we were pumped. Y'all don't remember. So we'll have to review a little bit, I guess, and get ourselves back there. But is God good?
Yes.
Is he a good God?
Yes.
Well, if he's a good God, what would his will be for us?
Good.
The scripture said God is good and doeth good. What kind of things does God do?
Good.
Now, something that sounds so simple that so many people think they know is actually one of the biggest issues in the world today. Because even though people wouldn't say it, you got millions of Christians who are not really convinced of God's goodness. They're not. Oh, they wouldn't say anything contrary to God being good, but they believe that a lot of bad stuff in their life is God. And they'll get huffy about it. You know, you try to tell them God didn't destroy their home with a tornado. God didn't take their loved one with cancer Oh, they'll get huffy. Don't you talk about the work of God. We don't know why God does these things, but is it destruction? Is it killing? Is it stealing? Then did God do it? Is it good? But we've got millions of church-going people that believe he did. And they think they don't agree with folk like you and me. They think we're just wild-eyed and confused. But no, we're not confused. The devil is a bad devil and does bad stuff. God is a good God and does good things. Right? And they don't swap jobs some days. No. God never stops being good. The devil never stops being bad. You don't have to have a lot of degrees to figure this out. Say it again with me. God's a good God.
God is a good God.
He does good things. Always.
Always.
The devil is a bad devil.
He does bad things.
Always.
Always.
So when something bad happens, what's the first thing we ought to think?
Devil.
When something good happens, what's the first thing we ought to think?
God.
Yes. Something good happens, we ought to start praising God, thanking God. Yes. Something bad happens, what should we say? Sorry, devil. Not blaming God. So simple. And yet millions of church-going people don't believe what we just said. They don't believe that. They got it all twisted around, and they got the devil as God's tool. And God uses the devil to teach us and do things with us. And it's real complicated and we couldn't understand it. But God does some terrible things sometimes. And it's his plan. You can't understand it. Well, let me tell you something, folks. If God is using the devil and they're working together against us, we've had it. We ain't got a prayer. We might as well just quit now. No, the Bible says you have an enemy. Isn't that right? You have an enemy, an adversary, the devil. And you ought to resist him. Don't give in to him. Resist him steadfast in the faith. God's not our enemy. He's our friend. He's our father. He's our healer. He's our provider. When the devil's been able to pull off some bad stuff, we can go to God and get some good things and overcome the evil with the good. Is good greater than evil? Can you overcome evil with good? Can you overcome bad sickness with good healing? Huh? Can bad poverty be overcome with good prosperity? Huh? Yes. Can bad sin be overcome with good forgiveness and the good blood of Jesus? Yes. Can good overcome evil? Yes. Yes. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We have overcome him. Glory to God. Well, God is good. Let me remind you of the definitions of good. These are the Hebrew and Greek words. Good means pleasant, beautiful, excellent, rich. Is rich good?
Yes.
Prosperous. Well. Did you hear that? Well. Somebody said, how you doing? Good. I'm well. How you doing? Good. I'm prosperous. Appropriate. Beneficial. Happy. Also, honest and right is good. Good. Now, I want you to go with me, please, to the book of Romans this evening. Let's go further in this. The book of Romans and the second chapter. Do we know all there is to know about God being good?
No.
No, we don't. We've barely scratched the surface of it, if that. Can we get more revelation? Can we get more excited? Can the revelation of God's goodness change our life? Can we come up to higher levels? Yes, yes. Let's get it. Romans chapter 2. Romans 2 and 4. He said, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness? Say that phrase. The riches of his goodness. Say that again. The riches of his goodness. What is true riches? Living in his goodness. And forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. What leads men and women to repentance? We've known this, but we haven't known it. This has not been emphasized in turning men to repentance. It hasn't been. Worldwide, churchwide, it has not been emphasized. What's been emphasized is condemnation. Condemnation. You're sinners. You're going to hell if you don't change. And the impression has been left that God's mad at you because you're sin. And that's not true. The gospel is not the bad news. It's the good news. It's the good news. And I saw something today that's really stirred me up. Hold your place there in Romans and go back to Isaiah. Let's get the source of this thing. Isaiah 52. Are you in Romans still? And you got Isaiah 52? So let's read Romans 10. Yeah, Romans 10. So that's just a few pages over. But then we're going to Isaiah 52 from there. Romans 10 and 13. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? What's the answer? They won't. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? They won't and they can't. Is hearing important? Mm. So important.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me